to Europe now and the annual Eurovision Song Contest, which may not be well known here in the U.S., but tomorrow's finals are expected to draw 200 million viewers worldwide. Those viewers will hear everything from Dutch country to Estonian pop opera. The competition, as you may be gathering, is quirky. It is over the top, and the music covers a lot of ground. But there are some common elements that go into writing a Eurovision hit. Rebecca Rossman went to Lisbon, Portugal, where the competition is being held this year, to find out what those common elements are.
First, let's start with the numbers.
You have 3 minutes. That's a rule.
Israeli songwriter and composer Doron Medali says each act has 3 minutes or less to make Eurovision fans and judges care.
You need to have something very catchy immediately at the beginning and the catchy chorus that you can sing along to. And in 3 minutes, you have to give the audience an amazing pop experience.
Medali's a Eurovision veteran, and his latest three-minute masterpiece, Israel's 2018 entry Toy, is sung by 25-year-old Neda Barzilay.
Ouch.
Which brings us to the second ingredient of a Eurovision hit, the sound. What starts with a series of chicken clucks and popping noises quickly transitions into an energetic pop anthem with a Me Too punch. I'm not your toy, you stupid boy, Neda sings, wearing a multicolored kimono on stage during the competition semifinals.
I call it the new feminism, and Neda agrees with me. We are not into hurting men. We just want to say, if you act like this, I'm not in the game anymore, and I'm smiling about it.
Bookies have listed Toy as one of the favorites to win tomorrow's grand final. It's got a strong hook, a powerful singer, and its feminist cry makes it especially current.
If you look at recent winners, they've all touched on the social and political backdrop.
William Lee Adams has been following the competition since 2009, when he founded WeWe Blogs. Today, it's one of Eurovision's most popular fan sites. One of his favorites this year is France's entry Mercy.
Je suis née ce matin. Je m'appelle Mercy.
Which tells the true story of a baby born on a migrant rescue ship in the Mediterranean.
Au milieu de la mer, entre deux pays. Mercy.
In the song, Mercy becomes Merci, a thank you to the Europeans who saved this child's life and that of her mother. The refugee story is so relevant right now. Europe's borders are closing. Nationalists, right-wing nationalists, are being elected in places like Hungary, in Poland. And the vision that they have of Europe is so counter to the vision that Eurovision has of Europe, of open borders, of humanism.
After all, this is why Eurovision was created. The competition started in 1956 as a way to unite Europe following the destruction of World War II. But all this still isn't enough on its own to deliver a winner. Which brings us to the final element of a true Eurovision champion, individuality.
Laul number 7, La Forza.
The haunting opera ballad La Forza checks that box. It's sung in Italian, but it's Estonia's entry. One of its writers is Mikkel Mathiesen.
We didn't follow the rules and we didn't try to make a hit song or something. It was just from the bottom of our hearts.
It's about the force of love. And for him and his songwriting partner, Timo Wendt, not following the rules has paid off. Estonia made it through to tomorrow's finals, as did the Netherlands entry Outlaw in Him by Waylon, who's named himself after American Waylon Jennings. In the fan village, Monique Vandekur is one of the thousands who gather to watch the results of yesterday's semi-finals.
Vote for Waylon! We love Waylon, yay!
Waylon's a long shot, especially considering that the entry from Cyprus has snuck up on everyone to become a fiery favorite.
Take a dive into my eyes, yeah, the eyes of a lioness, feel the power they enlighten.
Fuego will compete with 25 other entries in the Eurovision Grand Final tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Lisbon.